You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is continuing its tough stance against businesses that aren't paying their taxes. And this time, County Executive Ryan McMahon is threatening criminal action, as well as property seizures on a number of hotel properties. He detailed Tuesday a string of hotels that are years behind on their room occupancy taxes. Revenue from those payments is important to the county and its economy.
Our room occupancy tax funds our convention center district. It funds our arts and cultural organizations. It is a driver for economic activity that we reinvest back in there to further drive sales tax, which is our largest revenue in county government.
McMahon is looking to pursue criminal charges against the Patel Group, which owns four local hotels, and the Trams Group, owners of four other area hotels. He says Trams owes $295,000 of room taxes, some dating back to 2015, while the Patel Group is current on one property, but years behind on three others. In both cases, they've been given chances.
We've made many, many efforts to set up payment plans for a period of years. And have had success during periods of time. But unfortunately, today we're at a point where we can no longer rely on these efforts. We have forwarded the district attorney for a criminal referral.
He's asking the DA to get involved because, unlike property taxes, room taxes were collected from their customers and held when they were owed to the county. McMahon also announced an effort to seize another property, the Days Inn on Thompson Road. He says owners, the Orientalist Corporation, have neglected both room taxes and property taxes and face foreclosure.
You know, my thought process when I see that is that they are in the process of throwing in the towel, maybe. And so that's probably why they stopped paying. But property taxes and mortgage payments are one thing, but your room tax is a lot different. We believe it is absolutely a criminal matter and that these principals are certainly going to be held liable to that.
The Days Inn owners defaulted on two prior installment agreements and owe a total of $500,000. Once seized, the county could market it to another buyer to both recoup funds and make it a productive, tax-paying property again. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.